God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Remember when you were 6 years old and you skinned your knee and you wanted things to get better? Your knee hurt, so you went to your mom because she could make everything better. And the moment your mom began to work on your knee, things felt like they were getting worse. First of all, she scrubbed your knee. It was already hurting. Now it was hurting worse. She poured hydrogen peroxide into your open wound, right? It had been hurting before. Now it was screaming. And things felt like they were getting worse, even though you went to see that they would get better. You know, sometimes things do feel worse before they get better. That is certainly true when you're doing the right thing. When Moses followed God's lead to reveal that God was going to let his people go from Egypt, the Bible says the people believed. And when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel and that he had looked upon their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshiped. So things were getting better. That's Exodus 4:31. They got better for exactly one verse, because in chapter 5, verse 1, he went to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said, well, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I don't know the Lord, and I don't care. I'm not going to let Israel go, essentially is what he said. And what followed was Pharaoh made things harder on the Israelites. And the officers of the Israelites came to Moses, and they said, you've made things worse. You've put a sword in Pharaoh's hand to slay us. He has made our work harder. He's made our resources fewer. He's punishing us for what you've said to him. Moses then brings it to God. He returned to the Lord and said, Lord, wherefore hast thou so evil entreated this people? Why is it that thou hast sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he hath done evil to this people. Neither hast thou delivered thy people at all. Exodus 5, 22 and 23. They got worse. Now, I want to tell you something. Sometimes things don't just feel like they're getting worse before they get better. Sometimes things do get worse so that they can get better. Now, lest that sound like I'm doing some kind of double speak here, I mean that exactly as I've said it. In Exodus 6:1, then the Lord said to Moses, now shalt thou see what I will do. In other words, God was allowing things to get worse precisely so that they could get better. And in Exodus chapter 7, verse 4, God said, but Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you that I may lay my hand upon Egypt. In other words, he's not going to listen. In order that, to the end that, I may lay my hand upon Egypt by great judgments. Verse 5 says, and the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord. When? When I stretch forth mine hand upon Egypt and bring out the children of Israel from among them. You know, when you do the right thing in your home or at your church, or in your business, sometimes things seem to get worse. And sometimes, friend, they do get worse, but they get worse in order that God may work his work and things may get better. So trust God. Trust God with the big picture. Are things getting better or worse? You don't even know. So many times in Israel's history, things were getting worse, but they were getting worse precisely so that God could do what he intended. In Psalm 105, the Bible talks about God's wondrous works, which included his direction, his provision, his blessing. And then the Bible says he sent a slave, Joseph, before them. He sent a famine. He sent plagues. In other words, all these harsh things were God's work so that they could grow as a family into a nation in Egypt and then be expelled from Egypt. In other words, God knew the big picture. Moses did not. Trust God with timing. It's fascinating to me that in Exodus chapter 12, the Bible says that when the Israelites left, the Egyptians were urgent upon them. It was fast. It was quick. They couldn't get them out of there fast enough to spare themselves the plagues that God was sending. But the sojourning of the children of Israel, verse 40 of chapter 12 says, who dwelt in Egypt, was 430 years. So on the one hand, you had 430 years of waiting. On the other hand, you had an urgency that was unmatched. Sometimes we feel like God is going too slow. Sometimes we feel like God is going too fast. But trust God with timing. A third way I'd like to apply this is trust God with the people who don't understand. When you're doing the right thing, people are not always going to applaud you or pat you on the back, even good people. In Exodus chapter 6, verse 12, Moses says to the Lord, "Behold, the children of Israel have not hearkened unto me. How then shall Pharaoh hear me, who am of uncircumcised lips?" God, if I can't even get my own people to listen to me, how can I get Pharaoh to listen to me? How shall Pharaoh hearken unto me, he asks in verse 30. People may not always understand, but God knows. And so sometimes things do get worse, but they get worse so that they can get better. And that requires, when we don't understand, when we can't see, that requires a trust in God.